thing. That is to get to the future.
Don't touch that guy.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into Tears of the Gods. Freeform music and cultural commentary, plus audio clips from who knows where, on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
The All-American Half-Pounder. Sweet pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs. Very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
We are the future, Charles, not them. They no longer matter.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
I'm going to give you a little advice. There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking. Let things happen. And be the ball.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. Something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Hey, let's just hope Steve 2037 doesn't get his hands on a cold time machine, because he is going to come back here and knock some sense into you.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's here at last, the new Dick Tracy two-way wrist radio that keeps you in constant touch with your buddies.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What are you going to do now?
I was going to go upstairs for a minute.
Oh, I meant with your future.
Your life.
Well, that's a little hard to say.
Ben.
Excuse me. Mr. McGuire.
Ben.
Mr. McGuire.
Come with me for a minute. I want to talk to you. Excuse us, Joanne.
Of course.
Excuse. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Just
I look at him and I can't believe it. I simply can't
believe it. I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
Exactly how do you mean?
There's a great future in plastics. Think about it. Will you think about it?
Yes, I will.
Enough said. That's a deal.
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Pushing out together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this.
Yeah.
Man.
It's time. We're gonna go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks it.
Let me kick it.
Kicking the old school. And dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
I listen to the wind of my soul. Where I'll end up, well, I think only God really knows. I've sat upon the setting sun, but never, 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 never. I never wanted water once, no, never, never, never. Listen to my words, but they fall far below. I let my music take me where my heart wants to go. I've swam upon the devil's lake, but never, 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 never. I'll never make the same mistake. Never, never, never.
These are wonderful things that we've achieved, and there's no limit to where we can go from here.
No!
tune in and drop out.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and on the Tears of the Gods, we always have a featured artist for you, and we always have a theme, and we explore music kind of deeply, sometimes just one or two genres on the Tears of the Gods. As opposed to the relentless genre jumping we do on my other style of sound collage here on WMFO on Friday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. The Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme sound collages always start off with some Japanese music. And then we go genre jumping, mixing it up with as many different styles of music as we possibly can that match the theme. But yeah, Tears of the Gods, a little different. Genre jumping, sometimes, but going deep. Every episode. And tonight, our Tears of the Gods theme is called Yo Future, which I am dedicating to my twin nephews, Dylan and Ryan, who will be celebrating their 12th birthdays next week. And then the year later, 2025, they're going to be teenagers. Oh my goodness, Philip and Carol and Jenna. Yes, Dylan and Ryan being teenagers. And besides those birthday boys, this theme, I'm also going to be sending out to all the students who are now returning back to school or going to a new one, like all the Tufts freshmen. The Tufts first years who are newly on campus. In fact, even more broadly, the show goes out to anybody who is taking steps now, like going to school or somehow learning new things or scheming or trying to change the world. Yeah. You know, I'm a child of the 1960s and the 1970s. And I read a lot of science fiction when I was growing up. And let me tell you, life today in 2024 resembles a lot of that, particularly some Philip K. Dick stories. Some dystopian science fiction. Our featured artist this evening is the British electronic band Apollo 440. Who, well, I love them enough to name this Tears of the Gods show after one of their songs. And you heard an excerpt of that theme song in the intro, as there is in every Tears of the Gods intro. And also in that intro was a wonderful public service message called A Gift to Me. Some things to think about sending gifts to yourself in the future. And then there's also, yeah, the Dick Tracy radio watch. Anybody, well, they've been developed, certainly. And they don't seem to be as popular as they may have seemed to be when they were just fantasies in the earlier 20th century. Yes, the future. What it turns out to be. Some things can be predicted roughly, and some things cannot be predicted at all. So we began the show with, well, some excerpts from my former DJ Chase Carson's spectacular mixing in his intro. And then we heard interview excerpts from Iggy Pop. And yeah, the format of this evening's show is that besides the intro set, we've got 3 half-hour-ish sets in the rest there. Yeah, and oh, yes, after the Dick Tracy bit, we heard from Cat Stevens, and a song that I find very, it really resonates with me. In fact, it reminds me of my cat, Shiitake, who sadly passed away, and in the memorial show we started off, well, years ago, we started off with that. And then we heard from our featured artists, Apollo 440, theme song for this theme, Yo Future, from their album Getting High on Your Own Supply. Our audio clips from who knows where, you know, movies, documentaries, political speeches. We're going to have a lot of excerpts from the original Planet of the Apes movie, where the future for humans turned out to be very bad, yes. And then we're also going to hear some excerpts from Dr. Timothy Leary's The Pursuit of Pleasure in our second main set. In our first main set that's coming up next, we're going to be hearing a very soulful song by Kimya Dawson, The Competition. And kind of a song that's, let's say, it's about work and life balance. Well, one about work and life balance by Harry Chapin. And I've got a Pet Shop Boys song, Opportunities, Let's Make Lots of Money, that I'm sending out to my fellow Pet Shop Boys aficionado Savoir Faire, DJ on hiatus. And we're also going to hear a couple of songs about, money. And going back to the 1960s with some music about, we're going to hear If I Had a Hammer by Peter, Paul, and Mary. And to start things off, oh yeah, and then my ambiance, the music I play during the breaks, it's all coming from the Czech romantic composer Anton Dvorak. And right now we're hearing his Movement 2, Largo of something, yeah. Okay, and we're going to start off the next set with a Chuck Yu contribution. It came to me from one of my favorite Japanese bands, but it came to me from Chuck Yu on one of his compilations. Here's Shonen Knife, Top of the World, from the album If I Was a Carpenter.
Sky got the sand in my eyes. top of the world. 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 Top of the world.
One thing, that is to get to the future.
You led me around on a leash.
That was different. We thought you were inferior.
Now you know better.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. Such a thrill, but your love won't pay my bills. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. I want money.
Brothers and sisters, oh.
questions that I have to ask you. They're a little personal. Have you ever been convicted of a felony or a misdemeanor? That's robbery, rape, car theft, that sort of thing.
Convicted?
Yeah.
No.
Never convicted.
Regardless of expense,
think about it seriously, you know it makes sense. Let's
got the brains, got the looks.
Let's make lots of money.
One thing, that is to get to the future.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. And said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. Coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
All my life I've awaited your coming and dreaded it, like death itself.
Why? I've terrified you from the first, Doctor. I still do. You're afraid of me and you hate me. Why?
Because you're a man. And you're right. I have always known about man. From the evidence, I believe his wisdom must walk hand in hand with his idiocy. His emotions must rule his brain. He must be a warlike creature who gives battle to everything around him. Even himself.
Stop wasting my time. You know what I want. You know what I need. Or maybe you don't. Do I have to come right now and tell you everything? Give me some money. Give me some money. Oh yeah. I'm nobody's fool. I'm nobody's clown. I'm treating you cool. I'm putting you down. But baby, I don't intend to leave empty-handed. Give me some money. Give me some money. Oh yeah. Go, Nigel, go.
Goofballs are made of, son.
I never wanted to be better than my friends. I just wanted to prove wrong the people in my head. The ones who told me I'd be better off dead. The ones who told me that I would never win. When I delivered newspapers, they said I was too slow. When I was a barista, they said I made lousy foam. When I worked in retail, they said I was a slob. Much too dumb for school and much too lazy for a job. So I rode my bike like lightning. And I made cappuccinos that would make the angels sing. Took two showers a day and I dressed up like a princess. Shook my fist in my own face and said, I'll show you who's the best. I wrote the kinds of papers teachers hang up on their walls. I was employee of the month at seven different shopping malls. And one time playing football, I pulled the tendons in my leg. To prove that I was tough, I hopped on one foot and finished up the game. I thought if I succeeded, I'd be happy and they'd go away. But first thing every morning, I'd still wake up and I'd hear them say, fat, ugly, and stupid, you should really be ashamed. No one will ever like you, you're not good at anything. And sometimes I'd rise to the challenge. But other times I'd feel so bad that I could not get out of bed. And on the days I stayed in bed, I sang and sang and sang about how crappy I felt, not realizing how many other people would relate. Send me emails that say thanks for saying the things they didn't know how to say. And the people in my head still still visit me sometimes, and they bring all of their friends, but I don't mind. I play my guitar like lightning. When I sing, I like it when you sing too loud and clear. Different voices, different tones, all saying, yeah, we're not alone. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here.
The subject was booked under Section 601, in danger of leading an idle, dissolute, or immoral life.
Yes, but it's called the future, so get used to it.
We're here as a group trying to accomplish one thing. One thing. That is to get to the future.
No chase, no chaser, no more, no more.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Here, broadcasting on the 91.5 FM airwaves. Yes, those Hertzian waves, radio waves, of WMFO in Medford. And on the web, WMFO.org. The theme for our sound collage this evening is called Yo Future. And we're celebrating my nephews, Dylan and Ryan's 12th birthday next week, as well as welcoming students back to school, both here on the Tufts campus and, well, everywhere. Certainly got a lot of students in this Boston area, and no matter where you are, people are going back to school in September, working to improve their futures, understanding more about the world, learning and scheming sometimes. That last half-hour-ish set commenced with a Chuck U contribution from the three fine ladies of Shonen Knife from Osaka, Japan. A cool cover of a Carpenter's song, Top of the World. And then we heard from the Flying Lizards, their version of Money, That's What I Want. Followed by Peter, Paul, and Mary, and a big hit for them from 1962, back in the socially conscious, yes, era of the 1960s, If I Had a Hammer. And then going out to WMFO DJ on hiatis, Savoir Fair, the Pet Shop Boys, with the disco version. The disco remix album version of Opportunities, Let's Make Lots of Money. And then from Harry Chapin, yes, a song about work-life balance, raising children, and seeing the future come to pass. And then from Spinal Tap, a song called Gimme Some Money. And then a very soulful song from Kimya Dawson, as are so many of her songs. That one was called The Competition from her album Remember That I Love You. And we concluded the music in that set with our featured artists, Apollo 440, singing about, well, the future's what it used to be from their album of the same name. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is our featured ambience artist of the episode here, Anton Dvorak, the Czech Romantic composer. And right now, we are hearing the first movement, the Allegro movement, from his Concerto for Cello and Orchestra. In the next... Oh, yeah, and then, of course, sprinkled throughout all the audio clips from who knows where. Throughout this episode, we're hearing lots of excerpts from the original Planet of the Apes movie. And with Charlton Heston, and also in there, we heard from Dragnet a couple of clips there, yeah, about goofballs and living an immoral life, and also Bill Murray and John Cleese. Christian Slater. So in the next set, yes, we are going to be hearing my Plastic Sushi Atomic remix of Kraftwerk's Radioactivity. And in there, I'm mixing up some clips from Dwight Eisenhower and his U.S. presidential predecessor, Harry Truman. And the occasion is the end of World War II and the dropping of the first atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But more particularly, we've got some excerpts from, well, let me tell you, I think Dwight Eisenhower was the last United States president who I believe had both the highest level of integrity as well as the ability to effectively lead large organizations, large bureaucracies. And in these very contentious political times, it's important to understand that things weren't always that way. Eisenhower was considered a national hero for leading the invasion of D-Day, and also before that, the Operation Torch in the North Africa campaign. And both the Republicans and the Democrats wanted him to be their presidential candidate. And I think if he would have said yes to either one, when was the last time that kind of happened? He certainly made some mistakes, particularly in his foreign policy, like overthrowing the legitimately elected leader of Iran, which certainly came back to haunt the United States later on. But overall, he had a really good understanding of the way that the world works. And he warned, well, he had two speeches that were very important. One at the beginning of his administration in 19, when Khrushchev died, A Chance for Peace, where he was saying, you know, we're on this Cold War and let's try to go and change this. And then at the end of his second term, when he talked about in his final address to the nation, and he warned about the military-industrial complex. And, you know, his warnings pretty much came to be true. That's what we're living in right now. So, yeah. And then we're also going to be hearing excerpts from another hero of mine, Timothy Leary, who was a Harvard professor, but kind of got the notion of trying to understand how LSD worked. And in a way that, you know, it makes sense when you're tripping on LSD, but to have both the investigators and the subjects be tripping on LSD at the same time. Overall, not such a great idea, and it got him fired and in all sorts of other trouble there. Although, you know, he went on to lead the psychedelic revolution, and if you're trying to change the future, there's prices to be paid for that. And in the next set, we're also going to be hearing from Beck and Van Halen, my Plastic Sushi Big Dark One remix of Everybody Wants Some, going out to Chase Carson. Some audio clips from James Stewart and Arnold Schwarzenegger as well. We'll be closing out the set with another hard-hitting rocker from Apollo 440. So let's get some more of your sound collage party, your Friday night sound collage party going, contemplating and celebrating the future.